You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Now, ironically, our travel and tourism segment today is all about the town of George. And of course, when we set it up a few weeks ago, we had no idea that our guests would have to be wading to the phone to take our calls today. But of course, it takes more than a flood to break the spirit of a town, and a town at that which is gearing up for peak tourist season at a time when the tourism industry really, really needs a win. So we thought we'll press ahead regardless of what the water levels are doing. First up, I'm going to chat about the George Tens event, which starts later next week. And then after that, we'll talk to George Tourism for more information on reasons to visit the town over the festive season. We start, though, in conversation with former Springbok rugby coach Heineke Meyer, who is the co-organiser and founder of the George Tens event. It is, as I said, happening towards the end of next week. And it's no longer just the George Tens. To give it its full name, it is the George Tens Sports and Lifestyle Festival. The name has grown because the event has grown in scope and scale. Heineke, great to have you with us on the show today. Thank you so much for your time and welcome to Cape Talk.
Yeah, thank you very much. Always an honor to speak to you.
Thank you.
And you won't believe me, we had so much rain yesterday. I stay in this area now, just outside George.
Yeah.
And then this morning when I woke up looking out of the lagoon in Grootbrock, it was one of the most beautiful mornings and clear skies. So it just shows you, there's always a new day and always hope in this country. And that's part of the George Tens, trying to give people hope in this country and make a difference in people's lives. So thanks for speaking to me.
Oh, it's a pleasure and lovely to picture you on the banks of Grootbrock. Lucky you to be there today, Heineke.
No, I must say it's beautiful. It's a really beautiful area in South Africa.
It's one of my favorite parts of the country. So always lovely to visit there, even if it has to be by extension from a chair in Cape Town. Now, the George Tens, obviously, kicked off to great acclaim in 2019, originally a rugby-only event. Heineke, nobody saw COVID-19 coming. It meant that the 2020 event had to be called off. Now you're back with a new variation in 2021 because you've really expanded it quite substantially in its form and the number of people it's going to appeal to. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about the decision to spread your wings as you've done?
Yeah, definitely it was a rugby tournament, and obviously put people just remember about rugby. But this is one of the most beautiful areas in the world, the Garden Route. We really want to make a difference in people's lives because this community has been struggling, and especially with COVID, because the beach has been closed and a lot of businesses struggled. And then I got my first chance here as a coach way back. I started my coaching career here. And I always saw the stadium being full and a lot of support, and it meant a lot to the area. Now the Sevens was here, and that's been taken away. So we thought not just rugby. There's mountain biking. It's beautiful mountains. Actually looking at the mountain at the moment, and trail running. So you have to use the facilities. And then there's a lot of the most beautiful golf courses in the world here. So we've got a three-day golf event in Obaai, Grootbrock and Kingswood. And then also netball right next to the stadium. And then Rolls is also a big thing here. I didn't know that, but it's a huge social league. And then netball as well. So, like I said, this area needs something. And I think it can grow into one of the biggest sporting events, not just in South Africa, worldwide. I always like to think big. So we just thought, it's just great to get other people involved and the whole community involved in different venues around the stadium. So I'm very, very excited. I think this event can grow into one of the biggest events on the calendar. So it was just obvious with all the great facilities around here to extend.
Now, I know Otanikwa Park is sort of the hub of the event. Big question, is Otanikwa Park accessible? It's not underwater as a result of the floods. Heineke, is the rain likely to have, is it all going to be dried up in time for the event to start on the 2nd, do you think?
Yeah, I was at the stadium this morning, so the drainage is quite well. And the golf course was unbelievable. You couldn't believe it was mostly underwater. But that's, obviously that, it's good drainage there as well. And so, I'm confident with the mountain biking and trail running, we'll probably have to change one or two courses because some of the bridges has been, has been distracted.
Okay.
But, we still got a week. So, I was worried last night, but today's a new day, beautiful day, and there's also the area needed water, so it's always positive as well, and I always like to look at the positive side of things.
Goodness, for somebody already taking the brave step to say we're going ahead with a big event when so much uncertainty still lingers is brave enough to then have the elements thrown at you as they were yesterday to add it to the mix. You're really being tested, Heineke, but I love the attitude of saying the sun is out, the water will drain, it's all systems go. all systems go for how many people? I mean, I know that you've got ladies and men's events, you've got schools, you've got amateurs, you've got professionals. How many athletes have actually signed up to be part of the event this year?
Yeah, I know. I'm a little bit crazy. And obviously, there's a lot of empathy for COVID and COVID regulations. And we thought of doing it, you know, when we started, and we're not a big organizing committee, you know, it's probably three or four people. You know, we thought it's not going to be any spectators, just participants. And then it's been on and off. So you're 100% right. But I just felt that, you know, we have to try some sort of normality going forward and give people hope. So we decided to go ahead. And although there can only be 2,000 people at the stadium at the given time, I'm actually overblown with the you know support from all over, not just this area. So we're going to have 60 rugby teams, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the other sports is we can't take too much there. The fact that it's spread out obviously helps because it's different apps. But we'll probably have 1,000 participants, you know, all over, probably a little bit more. So overwhelmed, and I just thought, you know, if you don't have it this year, you know, you just get so much behind that you'll probably never, you know, have the event again. So we just thought, whatever comes, if there's no spectators, we're going to do it this year. Have a trial run. There's a lot of great sponsors involved and a lot of the community involved. So it's important for me that we do host it, and obviously we look at all the regulations. But I'm a big believer that we have to keep people open in this country. And, you know, people are tired. They just can't wait to get out. And just a lot of the kids haven't played sport this year.
Yeah.
So for them to have their friends, and it's a social event. It's all about social and making friends and enjoying life. And I think people need that. So we're going to push through. But it's been difficult organizing, I must say, and especially in the last few days as well. But we're looking forward. And there's music festivals at night on the BE field. So it's a total different event. So, yeah, we're very excited. And, you know, it's the first time. And we hope we can grow from the end. People from Cape Town joining in as well, because there's still, you know, space in the mountain biking and the road training as well.
Okay, that was going to be my final question. So the field is not actually closed yet. If you are listening to this going, you know what, I want to take my bike and hit the road for George next weekend, you can still sign up.
Yes, definitely. I want to invite people. Actually, the rugby is full. We obviously can't host too many teams. I'm overwhelmed. It's 60 teams. But, yeah, definitely the mountain biking and the running, there's still space. And, yeah, we hope to get people in from around this area, and especially from Cape Town, because and it's been great. A lot of the hotels said that they're starting to be, you know, fully booked. So there's still space of guest houses and stuff. So it's going to be a great, great week of rugby and entertainment and just having fun just before the start of the festive season. And it's already meaning a lot to the community, and that, you know, that makes me smile.
And that is all we can ask for at this point. Heineke Meyer, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and congratulations to you and the team on managing to pull together an event on the scale under current circumstances. The George Tens happening from the 2nd to the 5th of December, with Otanikwa Park as the kind of the main hub, but events happening all over and all around the town. If you are still interested in signing up for the mountain bike or trail running event, all the details you need are on the website www.georgetens.co.za, and that's all letters, no digits, georgetens.co.za. Even if you're not going to participate, if you're in the area, please do go down and support over those days, 2 to 5 December. There is going to be men's and ladies rugby, trail running, mountain biking, golf, netball and lawn bowls events for you to enjoy, and all the information you need on that website.